Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is continuing live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Okay. Please be seated, everybody. This is case number 2018 CA5321, Jack Kowalski, etc. et al. Versus Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital. Starting with the plaintiffs, let's take appearances, please.
Greg Anderson on behalf of the plaintiffs.
Ethan Shapiro, Pack Proles, Howard Hunter, David Hughes, and Dr. Amin on behalf of the defense. Good morning.
Good morning. Are we ready to talk about exhibits?
Yes, Judge. So I just wanted to clarify. So we filed a rather extensive list. That wasn't intended to, like, we have to deal with all these today. It was rather an attempt to say, instead of doing these daily sheets, why don't we just say everything that we're trying to get in? And so this is not everything, but it's a large part. So just, does that make sense?
And can I, for the couple of them that have a Y, can I go ahead and admit those?
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes, Your Honor. And just for a couple, just for the record, 3031 and 3035, we stipulate to them over our previous objection and the court's previous indication there.
Okay. So the court will receive, Madam Clerk, you ready? Okay, the court will receive over the plaintiff's objection 3031, which looks like it's pages 1-39, and that's the complete, is that correct?
That's my understanding, Judge.
As well as 3035, pages 1-26, which is, my understanding is the complete, is that correct? 3035, it's 26 pages?
Yeah, 1-26.
Yes.
Now, also by agreement, by stipulation, the court's going to receive 3029, 3050, pages 1 to 16. 3055, pages 1 to 15. 3124. 3124. Looks like, is that all of the agreements? So is that all the agreements?
That appears so.
Your Honor, I never even saw this last night. I went to bed before 11:15, and obviously we could have not gotten through 8 pages in any event. So.
Okay.
Well, so, Ms. Crowell, what's next?
Judge, I'm going to address one that needs to be in before we play the video deposition. That would be 31352. They say it's already in evidence, but we checked, and these are photos that were taken by Dr. Major, and they did put in some, but we didn't think this particular photo was in. And it's the one that's used on the video with the doctor.
Madam Clerk, is 3135-0002 in? So it is not in? Any objection to 3135-002?
No, Your Honor.
Court receives into evidence 3135-0002.
Okay, thank you. And then the next one that we would want in I thought I marked it, Judge. Give me one second, please. Mr. Shapiro's going to address this one, Judge. He's more familiar with it.
Your Honor, these are the WordPress blogs authored by Viata Kowalski.
We only put certain numbers.
Yeah, we're not admitting all 257 pages. We've selected just the pages of the blogs. Not some of them follow what people can comment online. We're not seeking to admit the comments, just the words of the Mrs. Kowalski.
Wait, was this the exhibit that there was a disagreement on authenticity?
Yes. Well, I did ask Mr. Kowalski during his direct examination whether his wife authored the WordPress blogs, and he said yes.
Thank you. Yeah. There's a deposition of Georgia Kimball, who set up this WordPress blog, and her testimony is all over the place. That she authored some of it. She doesn't know which part she authored. She has no parts Beata offered. Jack was never involved. I think his testimony was he knows nothing about the blog. He'd never seen the blog.
The answers you're going to have to, with the evidence, demonstrate the authenticity of whatever you're trying to get in.
Can I say it's a deposition testimony to the court?
Well, it's got to be sworn evidence.
Yes.
Deposition.
Yeah. We'll have to make the call for one. Yeah. We do have the sworn deposition testimony of Ms. Kimball, and respectfully, it says something different than what the plaintiff says, but we'll have to make the proffer on Monday, then.
I
understand.
I remember this one being, I recall plaintiffs saying that they were objecting to the authenticity, so that's been a well-known issue.
All right, we will put together a legal memorandum and give you page line citation.
Right, and you're going to have to, since it looks like you're going for selected pages, I'm going to need to see that those pages were, that you're going to have to prove the authenticity of those. Because if it's somebody other than Maya Kowalski or Beata Kowalski or Jack Kowalski or conceivably possibly Kyle Kowalski, then you've got a hearsay problem with probably no exception.
I understand. And the inverse, I assume, would be true, that if we could show that it was one of the four, it would be received as a statement. I understand, Your Honor. We'll put together a test.
If it's authentic and you can show that it's, a statement against interest by,
party, then certainly that might be a different story. What's next?
Okay, moving on, Judge. We'll go to page 1, the 3019-1-14. So Jay Hatch, Interdisciplinary Clinic Practice Manual, Medical Legal Policy, Images and Recordings. Their objective is unfair surprise. This was listed on our exhibit list of 9-1. It was also produced to them on 9-3. They never filed objection.
Which year?
And it was
of what year?
Of 2023.
Okay, so after the discovery cutoff date.
It was also produced. They sent us a notice to produce a trial, and that's DIN number. I wrote it down. I lost the DIN number. DIN number 3311. They asked us to produce at trial policies and procedures regarding the preservation and retention of videos, photographs, and electronic communications. So I don't know how they're going to say surprise, Judge. It was produced pursuant to their request. It was also listed on our exhibit list. And when they filed all their objections to our exhibit list, they did not object to that one. They filed their objections on September 8th, after we filed our list on September 1st. So I don't understand how they're surprised.
It was never produced to us. This is the first time we've seen it. It may have been mentioned on an exhibit list. At DIN 485, going way back to September 30th, 2019, we sent a request specifically for any policies, procedures, etc., concerning the video surveillance of patients. And in their response, again at DIN 485, we were told none. So we've operated up for 4 years on the premise that this does not exist. And to say that they produced it at trial when the first time they raise it or even show us a copy is last night, it's not bait stamped. It's an unfair surprise, and we were unable to use it in our case.
Judge, this is factually incorrect. It was produced on September 3rd when we produced all
September
of our
3rd, zooms. 2023.
That's correct, sir.
And the document request for this issue, specifically number 4. Where is it?
The response is at 485.
Yeah, okay. DIN 485, which is November 30th, 2019. So some, four years before?
Judge, it wasn't located until they did their notice to produce a trial in August. And
no, too late. I mean, look, if you had a 2019 request with a response of none, and then on the eve of trial saying, oh, here it is, that's too late. What's next?
Three zero two three. I'm confused by their comment. I don't recall withdrawing the Arnold Palmer admission at 4/9/16. I don't believe that's.
I think what you said was that we discuss it later.
Oh, that's right. Thank you. That's right. Because we're going to have the testimony of Dr. Alexander about the issue. I think they're raising a problem about. Okay. 3030.
Well, are we dealing with 3023 at this point?
No, sir. I think you said you need a predicate laid for the history, and that would be through the testimony of Dr. Alexander.
Okay. Thank you. What's next?
3030.
What is this?
This is Dr. Hannah's ketamine standing orders.
For Maya Kowalski, or just like a form that he uses in his office?
This is the form that he uses in his office regarding ketamine.
It's an undated form. It's not signed by the Kowalskis. There's no evidence that's ever presented to the Kowalskis. There's no evidence if it was created 2016 or 2015 when he was treating this patient or afterwards. So we object to relevance, authenticity, hearsay.
Was this form used with Maya Kowalski?
Not that we're aware.
Yeah, I mean, this is these are the standing orders that were in effect at the time.
We have one person argue.
These are the standing orders that were in effect. This was produced to us through Dr. Hanna's office, Judge, when we subpoenaed the records.
Well, I understand. It certainly is a hearsay document, but let's talk about if it was used with Maya Kowalski, I can see the relevance. But if it's just a here's a form in his office without any connection with the Kowalski family, then why is this coming in?
Well, it's a standing order, and it was used with the Kowalski.
Well, when you say it's a standing order, it's not a standing order in the Kowalski case. It's a form that he uses in his office.
For ketamine patients.
But, and again, I go back to, did he use it in the Kowalski file?
Yes, that's my understanding.
So you will have this form annotated with Dr. Is it Hanna's handwritten notes with respect to Maya Kowalski, right?
Let's revisit it, Judge.
Are we all here?
No, sir. To this accident on the interstate.
I know that. One's blocked up. Okay, but is there somebody out there waiting for him?
You're welcome.
Great, thank you.
Judge, we'll revisit this with Dr. Hanna.
Okay, but well, look, if Dr. Hanna's records has that form filled out in the Maya Kowalski, that's one thing. But if it is just a piece of paper in his office, then no.
I understand, Judge, but if it's a form that was in the file when we said, give us your records regarding Maya Kowalski, even if it's not filled out, if it was part of the record he produced in response to a subpoena for your records regarding Maya Kowalski.
If it's filled out with Maya Kowalski's information, then I think it's materially different than a blank form that's used in his office.
All right.
What's next?
3044.
3044.
And 3045 are going to be similar conversations, I'm assuming.
Okay. 3044, pages 1-3.
So this is Dr. Sally Smith's preliminary medical evaluation report of 10/13/16.
And where does this reside?
Attached to the shelter petition, Your Honor.
Is this in the Johns Hopkins Children's Hospital medical records?
No, Your Honor.
No.
Then no, it's not coming in.
Judge, to be clear, we listed it because we wanted to make sure our understanding was that Chapter 39 immunity also applied to this report by Dr. Sally Smith.
If this report went to the dependency court and was not part of the medical records, then, you know, unless there's some explanation, it's Chapter 39
okay.
Immunity.
All right, so then the next
one. If I may, to be clear, I think that's kind of a shot across the bow and a suggestion that we're not going to be able to cross-examine her on a report. We understand it's not evidence, but we'll still be able to explore this with her if they call her in their case.
Well, I understood exactly that was the reason, but the reality is right now we're talking about whether that document is admissible.
Understood.
Yes. Whether you can use it to refresh your recollection or some other purpose, that's a different conversation.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. 3045. Also, here, just rank hearsay, I think it's 45 or 53 pages.
Is this is her report that was used in the dependency action?
Yes,
this is the report that is not part of the electronic medical records, but was put in the hospital paper chart, if you will, but not in electronic medical records, so that everybody could access it. This is the one that I believe Dr. criticized heavily the hospital for having this in the hospital chart.
Yeah, I'm a little, well.
In fact,
does she make diagnoses in this report?
Yes.
Can you pull that area up?
Can you go to the last couple, well, maybe 45?
Before that, go back up a board.
Can Mr. Hunter address this? He's more familiar with the document.
What's on the next page? No. I'm still. Back. Mr. Whitney.
Your Honor, first, what they pointed to there is not a diagnosis. It's speculation with no foundation, no predicate, based on rank hearsay. If you look at the previous page, she never reached a diagnosis. She made an assertion that there's extensive evidence to support, but she never actually reaches a diagnosis. Then she goes on to complex regional pain syndrome, which she has no expertise in, admittedly. The hospital's noted that. DCF's noted that. And she attempts to refute the diagnosis of CRPS. This was not in the hospital medical record. Not produced to us. And although there's this assertion that it was part of the paper chart, there were other paper reports, such as that of Dr. Lewis, that were scanned into the hospital medical record. This was never done. This was never produced to us in that fashion. It was specifically used in the Chapter 39 proceeding, and there is no diagnosis.
The DCF statement that she does not have background training experience. Somewhere.
I'm a little confused. Help me out, defense. For
Judge,
years, you've been wanting me to not talk about the dependency action, and now you're asking for the chief prosecutor's report to be put into evidence in the dependency action. So I'm unclear as to whether you're now asking this court to open up the dependency action.
No, sir, we're not. If I may be heard.
I will allow it.
This goes to a fundamental problem of contradiction in this case. We are being sued for vicarious liability for the conduct of Sally Smith on a parent agency basis. We are defending that allegation on two grounds. One is that she's not our apparent agent and never has been. And that we have no vicarious liability for her. But in the alternative, that what she did was appropriate and within the standards of care.
But now, you would agree with me that this report has nothing to do with her treatment or lack of treatment of Maya Kowalski.
I would agree with you, Your Honor, that it doesn't have to do with the treatment of Maya Kowalski. However, that's our position. That's not the position of the plaintiffs. What we have heard from the plaintiff's expert, Dr. Neuberger, as well as others, is a criticism of this report, of Dr. Smith's conduct, of her investigation, and of her alleged involvement as a result of what she found in this in Maya Kowalski's treatment. It's all wrapped up together. Now, this report was prepared, make no mistake about it, I want to be very clear about this. As far as we are concerned, this report was prepared in the course and scope of Dr. Sally Smith's role as the medical director of the child protection team for Pinellas County. We believe that this report was prepared as a result and part and parcel of the child abuse investigation, and that she, as well as we, are entitled to Chapter 39 immunity with respect to it. But if the plaintiffs are going to criticize her care, or her consultation, or her involvement, and attempt to hold us vicariously liable, therefore, based in part on this, we are entitled to introduce it. It was in the custody of all children's, in the scanned paper documents portion of our records, not the legal medical record, just like Dr. Lewis's report.
Can I ask a dumb question? What's the hearsay exception that would allow this then?
This is a business record that was created by Sally Smith in the course and scope of her ordinary business practice.
For
the Chapter 39 investigation.
This document is hearsay. This document was prepared for the dependency action which the defense has been seeking to continue to have it excluded. This document, in addition to being hearsay with no hearsay exception to which it would apply, also, even if it did, has a substantial 403 problem. This is not diagnosis or treatment of Maya Kowalski. So there is nothing that this report can do to salvage itself from a hearsay problem, not alone the Chapter 39 immunity, which also exists, and I've been hopefully very consistent on. At the end of the day, what the jury is going to be instructed has to do with medical malpractice. And there is evidence that Sally Smith went well beyond her role, taking off the hat of child abuse investigator, and went into the role of treating physician. And that is the conduct to which All Children's Hospital, or Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital, depending on the apparent agency issue, may or may not be responsible for, not the role of her as the child abuse investigator. So this document is not coming in. 3045 is not coming in.
Judge, let me just note two things, if I could, for the record. One is that we take issue with the court's comments regarding her participation in care and treatment. The other is that we may be placed, as a result of your ruling, in a position of both defending conduct and having this document, as well as other activities on her part, used as both a shield and sword by the plaintiff. And we will have to revisit this when Dr. Smith appears to testify. And the foundation may, we may again attempt to lay the foundation. I'm just telling Your Honor, this
this contradiction goes to the heart of the problem we've had with the entire case as far as Chapter 39 is concerned. Thank you.
What's next?
3046. It's port removal in 2018 of Maya Kowalski.
Our objection here is that this insinuates to the jury that this was a medical decision made by the Kowalski family in the absence of the material context, which is that the hospital argued strongly in the dependency proceeding that she should not be allowed to receive ketamine anymore. And so to put this document in and suggest that the Kowalskis realized that ketamine was no longer helpful when they were under, and in their minds, a court order prohibiting them from using ketamine would be prejudicial. So we object on 403, we object on Chapter 39 involvement, we object on relevance to this document.
Judge, this is 2018. This is long after the dependency court has been dismissed. They went in and removed the port. It's a medical record.
I'm going to allow it, and there was also testimony as and questions as to whether the port was removed at Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital in 2016. So this would perhaps answer that issue. So 2046 pages, is it 1 through 6?
It is.
Will be received.
And we would like some instruction on whether we need to approach before we cross-examine, if when they bring this up, whoever they bring this up through, when we cross-examine on the reasons underlying this port removal, do we need to approach, or can we explore those issues?
Well, I don't know what you mean by explore those issues. Haven't we previously talked about that the Kowalski family's understanding was allowed to come in as to whether ketamine treatment was allowed to come in the future, or allowed to occur in the future?
I'm sorry, I didn't recall it. Thank you.
Am I misremembering that? Because I thought we had a discussion before the trial started as to the meaning of the legal effect of the continued vitality of the dependency court order after the shelter proceeding had been dismissed. And I think I wasn't going to go there, but I think we did have a discussion that the Kowalski family's understanding that goes to their state of mind.
Yes, I think we tried to tread a very thin line with Mr. Kowalski on the stand, and we didn't specifically mention the position taken by Johns Hopkins to prohibit ketamine. The testimony was rather that they had this general fear and concern that if they went back to ketamine, the process might repeat. That was kind of the nature of the testimony. We didn't go perhaps as far as we were allowed to go, which is the reason that this was done, the reason that they weren't doing this, because there's this court order entered based on Johns Hopkins' argument, and we would like to be able to go there.
But am I misremembering that conversation?
No, Judge, you're not, but here's the essential thing that the plaintiffs keep trying to do. They just said twice that the ketamine infusion wasn't allowed because of Johns Hopkins, when we all know it was because of a court order, and they just again said the ketamine wasn't allowed because Johns Hopkins' recommendation to the court. They keep trying to deviate from this court's rulings with respect to that.
Well, obviously there's no jury in front of us right this second. The issue that Mr. Whitney wanted to do is, does he need to come forward? I don't know what issues you're going to attempt to address with respect to this document.
Judge, it's a medical procedure she underwent in 2018. It's relevant. She didn't have a relapse afterwards. It's relevant for it's being a medical record for Maya Kowalski.
I think I've already said that I'm letting it in.
Okay, sorry.
But I was going to Mr. Whitney's. He wants to approach, and I don't understand what we would be approaching on.
Understood. We'll wait till the time that happens.
But in this case, better safe than sorry.
Sure.
So
yeah,
if you think it's going to be close, please come forward.
never approached so much in my life. Should, but we're trying. We're trying to abide by that.
Like a jack in the box here.
Yes. All right. Moving on, Judge. 3051. This is the report by Jack Kowalski regarding the fact that his wife is missing. The gun is missing.
Huh?
This is the report by Jack Kowalski, I believe it's the day before the suicide, or the day of the suicide. I believe this is relevant to their irresistible impulse argument, Judge.
Didn't Mr. Kowalski already testify?
He did.
To this? We normally don't put in police reports. So, you know, I think there's already testimony on this issue, and it's a hearsay document, so let's not put it in.
All right, Judge, the next one, I'm not understanding their objection. It's 3054, they say objection, page 609. Maybe that's a typo?
What are we on again?
Can you put up 3054, please?
I don't think there's a page 609.
Yeah, that's a mistake, obviously.
Yeah, so they could identify the page.
Well, there's a Bates number down at the bottom.
Oh, maybe that's it. Thank you, Judge.
All right. Apparently was way ahead of all of
that. Yeah. Just too clever for us. So 609, can you go to Bates 609?
Page 10, I think.
On this document on the right, you see Bates number.
Page 10.
Can you go to 609, please? It's probably... Is it the toll page that you're objecting to?
Well, is this the page you're...
It looks to be, and I mean, I'm just reviewing it now for the first time, but there's a whole lot of hearsay within that first entry.
No.
Okay, well, what date are we talking about first?
This is September 25th, 2020.
She's having trouble climbing the stairs.
Goes to her condition as of September 2020. She's climbing the stairs, for one.
I mean, fair, that could be a medical condition, perhaps. It's not for medical diagnosis or treatment. The problem is, I mean, sentences like, RN stated student had told counselor it was her asthma. RN also discussed it could be related to her not weighing enough and could make the stairs very taxing. And so it appears to me that it's not clear whether Counselor Wolf or the RN completed this form at first glance. Either way, it'd be one or the other reporting hearsay of the other in this document.
Triple action.
To the extent there are comments by the dad, they would be admissions. And RN was clearly a medical personnel.
It begins with Counselor Wolf called and reported. So things related to Counselor Wolf, who I don't believe has any medical training. I don't know that. I don't know who she is. He is, but
foundation
predicate. And then there can't be statements to the counselor cannot be for a purpose of medical diagnosis or treatment. So it's not subject to an exception. And I'll point out that they had leave of court to take depositions of counselors, teachers, and I don't believe they took the deposition of this individual.
Okay.
Or asked about this document.
Good points.
use this document.
What I don't know, Judge, I don't know that we're using it with a particular witness, but there are statements in here by the dad which would be admissions.
And she doesn't weigh a lot? She's able to take the stairs? I mean, I'm trying to understand how this is going to be.
It puts in context where she, how she's doing as of October of 2020.
Here's, well, let me just tell you my view. I don't really see how this document helps or hurts anybody, but I do have concerns about statements from where it says RN, and I'm not sure that means registered nurse in this context. I really don't. Okay. And because we all understand, or I don't think we should say that, but I would suppose that a lot of the school nurses are not RNs. And I think RN could be the identity of a person.
I understand the court's concern. I would say I think they are generally RNs because they have to give meds, but
it's implying like she has some sort of medical training and is giving advice and talking about conditions which I suspect she has no understanding of.
I understand.
So I just think it could be misleading. That's my concern. But that being said, it's consistent with everything that the plaintiffs have been saying. So
okay.
I until I know more.
All right. Well, can we put a pin in it, so to speak, Judge? There's apparently an issue with something that counsel wants to use with the witness today. Can we switch to that issue? And we'll
on this document?
No, sir. It's separate and apart. If we could switch gears so that we can address the witness issue.
If you can put up my... I just have a diagram of who's who in this trial that I wanted to show to Detective Graham. I showed it to plaintiff's counsel. I don't know if there's an objection. It's just a trial illustration. I don't know what the objection would be. Obviously, I'm not putting this into evidence. I don't know. Maybe there's not an objection.
Wait a minute. To Detective Graham, how are you going to... Did Detective Graham talk to each and every one of these people?
No, I'm just going to... I want to make sure the jury understands Detective Graham does not work for all children. She's not one of the employees.
No.
I can't...
I
think it's important... Well, I plan on bringing an illustration like this to be able to show as witnesses come in front of the jury who works for who, because there's mass confusion.
You're asking me to use this with Detective Graham to show to the jury.
Well, the same way
and
as if I had
that answer is no. Detective Graham, you just said, didn't talk to all these people, so why are we showing pictures of all these people to Detective Graham?
Well, I was going to show it to the jury just as if I had a board, but I'm just tripling out then, and I guess I can bring it that way.
I guess I'm fundamentally misunderstanding. You want to show all of these pictures to the jury during your conversation with Detective Graham when Detective Graham didn't talk to these people.
Right, just so I
know. Okay. Why?
Because I wanted to make sure the jury understood that Detective Graham is not one of the people on the All Children's team.
So you're going to ask if she was a member of the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office, and you think you need a picture to say that she's not part of Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital?
I'll put this into a bigger trial illustration, and we'll use it at a different time. There's rampant confusion with this jury about who works for who and at what time people work for people. And what I was trying to build as people come to testify to make sure the jury understands these are the All Children's people, these are the Safe Children's Coalition people, these are the DCF people, so we have a running tally.
Perhaps that's part of your closing argument, perhaps, but I don't see why you start putting up pictures of other people that Detective Graham didn't talk to.
Okay, I understand that.
Sure.
Okay, let's give him a couple minutes. Did they just get here?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to briefly excuse myself because I think Detective Graham is here per Mr. Anderson's request that we try to get her on earlier. I think the plan, just so you know, is to play a video while I can talk to her about what's permissible and not permissible for her to talk about.
Okay, but apparently a couple of the jurors just got here because of the crash that was on the interstate, so I want to give them a few minutes. So see if they'll be ready to go in about 5 to 10 minutes, or do they need more time?
He's driving the last two of them.
Okay, so they're not physically in the building yet. So it's still going to be another 10 minutes or so.
Your Honor, before Mr. Shapiro excuses himself, I think we need to address the motion that we filed yesterday evening. I think Mr. Anderson's going to take it.
Okay, but understand, if you don't file something after like 5 o'clock, the clerk won't docket it until probably lunchtime today, so.
I have a copy for Your Honor.
Thank you.
That proof.
Yes. Didn't we already address this?
Twice, Your Honor.
My recollection was there was a criminal investigation proceeding.
Yes, Your Honor.
There was one filed on October 8th. However, the recordings and the actual clips that they seek to introduce have nothing to do with a criminal investigation. They have to do with pursuing on behalf of Sally Smith and the CPT team some information that they will need. So the clips that they want to show are, did you consider leaving your wife? Things like that. They're not going to anything that 934.04 to .09 requires, and the purpose of such interception is to obtain evidence of a criminal act.
Well, let me stop you.
Yes, sir.
My recollection was we were going to deal with each specific want each specific statement differently, but generally speaking, there was a criminal investigation into Beata Kowalski and potentially Jack Kowalski at that particular time, and therefore I've already ruled on it and I'm not changing my mind on it, is Florida law would allow the detective to record unilaterally that investigation.
And if it was indeed a criminal investigation, and that is the basis, then there was a requirement that the witness state that she had a reasonable suspicion, which I asked in deposition, and she said she had not formed any, or that she had probable cause, which I asked in the deposition, and she said she did not have any. And so if it was a criminal investigation, she had an obligation under these circumstances to Mirandize or otherwise allow representational counsel, which she also admitted in her deposition that she knew the Kowalskis had. So in terms of the violation of fundamental rights here, we've got the 4th, 5th, and 6th that, by your own admission, have been violated, and you've got the problem here of her recording this and taking, quote, evidence, testimony, without even complying with 934.03. Our point is, it's either one thing or another. If it's a criminal investigation, she should have been looking for probable cause, reasonable suspicion, and she should have been Mirandizing and respecting right to counsel. If it wasn't an investigation, then 934.04 through .09 would not allow her to take such information without addressing that fact with the Kowalskis. It's got to be one or the other, and I've got her deposition testimony to this effect.
I maintain my prior ruling on the issue. So are there specific What specific clips are you seeking to use, Mr.
I can, if you want to hear them all. Yeah.
Well.
Whatever's easier for Your Honor, there's about four, probably 12 total that each runs somewhere between 15 seconds. So whatever you prefer, Your Honor. They're all relating to statements about staying in the hospital.
While we're waiting for the jury, let's...
Okay. So I guess, in order, Clay, if you want to play number one.
I mean, when we were in the meeting with the doctors one day, and the other one take Maya out, sign her out, and I said, hold on, time out. And this wasn't in the, wasn't written down, which I was kind of mad about, but I asked the doctors, I said, what's the time frame you're talking about? And they explained. I said, that's doable. And was my wife happy with me, what I said? No. Absolutely not.
Okay.
So you have to, there's times I'm going to go the other way.
Okay. And thank you for sharing that.
I don't know why they didn't write that down.
So that one we would seek to admit as obviously goes to the false imprisonment.
Does not go to criminal intent and also hearsay. It's fundamentally based on hearsay. And simply because it's a criminal investigation, hearsay rules still apply. And there's no exception that I've seen. Not to what he said, what Jack said, but what he was told.
That will be allowed. Are we identifying this? Is there a specific A, B, C, D, E?
I just have it as clip of one. That's the way I've identified it, however you prefer.
Well, is this coming into
evidence? Yes, we would seek to admit it in evidence, yes. We'll have that as clip A.
Of what number are we talking about?
The recordings are 3120. The recordings are 3121.
3121, clip A is okay. What's B?
I'll do clip, if you'll play clip number four, that'll be B.
We have to be absolutely clear, since we're now specifying which one they are, that we're not changing them.
Yeah, can you give me 1 second, Judge?
Judge Earl here.
Tell him about 10 minutes.
All right, yes,
3121A. That was. Yeah, so we'll do 3121B, which is
clip four. My bigger question is, why would a parent go to these extremes?
Because I'm told this is the last resort.
But you're saying it's not. And this is not, also what it taken was a question from you somewhere along the line that are we doing the right thing? Maybe we should go back and talk to another doctor, do something more conventional, not something that's likely to kill her.
I'm a sector of keeping her here. That's what I told you. And if they think something else, I'm supportive of keeping her here and looking.
Again, we would seek to admit it regarding the his consent to treatment on the issues of false imprisonment, even as of November 17th, admission by a party opponent.
Again, Your Honor, relevancy, materiality, and again, it does not show any criminal intent. It does not show a crime was committed, and hearsay, of course, although there may be an exception to it. This one would require foundation.
More live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back.
Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like... Wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.